And Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So the Prime Minister and Kelly O'Dwyer too seem to be say they're prepared to think about Labor's plan to force business to publicly release data on how much men and women earn in their organisations. Are we going to see a bipartisan approach to this issue, do you think?
It's not clear which way it's going to go because the Prime Minister seemed to have a bob each way yesterday, saying on the one hand, and Kelly O'Dwyer repeated this line, that you didn't want to increase conflict. On the other hand, he wasn't ruling it out. I think he'll have a look at how it flies and probably make a political judgment. We've seen that he's very, very political and tactical in his behaviour at the moment.
What do you think of the tactics of the Prime Minister around this issue of representation of women in the Parliament and women who felt they've been threatened and bullied? Do you think he's active enough about this, or do you think even what we heard there from the Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, they're taking adequate steps on this, real steps?
He's obviously pushing the bullying issue aside to the organisation and just hoping it dies down. On the representation of women, I think that the thing is the Liberal Party really doesn't have any answers. I don't think money is the issue here. It's that they're not attracting enough women candidates, and when women candidates get into the field, they don't seem to be coming through the pre-selections, and those are the central issues. There really isn't any magic bullet for the party. And I think the interesting thing is that Labor is able to segue from what is a major problem for the Liberal Party in terms of female representation into these other wider issues that will be of concern to women in the electorate. So it's talking about superannuation, it's talking about the pay gap and so on. So the internal Liberal issue has turned into a plus for Labor in these other wider policy questions.
And the question, I suppose, is it still active enough in people's minds to feed into something like the Wentworth by-election? Last night, Karen Phelps, who's standing as an independent in that by-election, was on National Rap calling for the government to release the Religious Freedoms Report from Philip Ruddock. Now, the government's had this for a while. We know Prime Minister Scott Morrison is exercised by this issue. How much pressure will the government be under in this by-election to release it, do you think?
I think it should be under a lot of pressure because this is a big issue. It's the one ideological issue, actually, that Scott Morrison is running at the moment, is obviously committed to. It's a fundamental sort of issue. We don't know what's in that report. The government's found it hard to articulate what the problem is that requires more legislation, and it's obviously keeping this report under wraps until after Wentworth. Well, I think it should get it out there, and it's a good thing if there's some pressure in the by-election to do so.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Professoral Fellow at the University of Canberra and Political Editor of The Conversation.